Marina, welcome back to Stuttgart. How does it feel to be here, and how's your preparation been going so far?
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. I feel good and cannot wait to start playing on clay.
That's a question about the draw, because we know that you're not going to play your second round because Potapova withdrew. Yeah. So there is this, I don't know, weird situation where you're not going to play until Saturday.
Yeah,
it's a bit long. Is that kind of bothers you in terms of rescheduling all the practice situation? Or
yeah, that's a bit awkward, but I was worried if everything is okay with her, so I messaged her and I figured the situation. And I was like, what are you doing to me? My next match is on Saturday. Yeah, that's a bit awkward. But yeah, we adjusted a little bit of practice schedule. And I guess that's gym time for me.
Irina, it's only April, but you've already, I think you've been in four finals. You've won two titles. Is this the best start you've ever had to a season?
I think winning Australia Open was a better start for me in the previous years. So, I mean, but that's definitely a great start for finals. I mean, I cannot complain, but of course, I could do a little bit better in those two finals I lost.
Can I ask about Grand Slams? You've won Australia, you've won US. What do you think would be the more difficult of the other two? Is Roland Garros more difficult for you or Wimbledon?
I mean, how can we compare these two completely different surfaces? But both of them are pretty tough to win. But probably physically will be tougher. Mentally, physically will be tougher Roland Garros. But that's my goal, and I'm working really hard, and hopefully I can achieve that goal.
This is about your last few months, because I remember last year when you got injured before Wimbledon, that was probably your first injury, like the first time you had to retire.
Yeah.
Are you surprised how you did, how have you done so far, like from coming back to, because I don't exactly remember the number of the final title, but it's been a lot. So you have been very consistent. Did you expect that?
Well, honestly, my injury wasn't the injury. I was out for 6 months. It wasn't like that. I was out for Wimbledon, and then I was back. So basically, I skipped only one tournament. So it wasn't like that big, big time off, I'd say. So I'm not really surprised that my comeback was much easier if we compare it to other injuries of other players. But yeah, it's been a decent time since that, and I'm proud of myself, of course. And yeah, it was very, very good comeback.
Hi. You've been to the finals here in Stuttgart three times, but you did not win the title. Did you keep that in mind? And is it a kind of extra motivation to come here this year and to finally get the last step, make the last step?
Yeah, you know, I lost three finals against world number one. So I was like, okay, I have to do everything I can to come back here as world number one. Maybe that's the deal. So I don't know. But of course, I have it in mind. It was three tough matches. And I'll keep it in mind as a motivation. And if I make it to the finals, so I'll be hungry as never, and I'll be focused as never before.
Hi, Irina. Pretty much all your videos on Instagram hit a million views. It's a great job. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you.
Do you manage your profile yourself? And is that something what you want to do in the future alongside tennis?
What a question. Well, I mean, obviously all of the pictures and videos is taken by me. I just have a team who helps to put it all together, just so I don't spend hours. Because before, maybe a year ago or a little bit more than that, actually I think a year ago, I would do the videos, put the videos together by myself, and it takes a lot of time, and I just didn't want to keep doing that. So yeah, I have a team who helps me with that. And I don't know. I'm more into fashion world than being an influencer, but I think it's crosses, these two worlds crosses. So maybe.
uh, Irina, the top players have written to the Grand Slams saying they think they should pay more prize money. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I think we deserve to get a bit bigger percentage. And yeah, I agree with that, because I think all of us, like top players, I mean, all of the players, we bring the show, and I think we deserve to be paid a little bit more.
And it's a problem because the percentage is smaller at the Grand Slams than at WTA tournaments. That's what you feel, is it?
Well, I would say that if we compare tennis to the rest of the sports, it's like it's a huge difference in percentage we're receiving compared to NHL or NBA and the rest of the sports. So I think and I think we're individual sport, and we're under, I cannot compare sports, so I don't want to go that far, but I'd say that we definitely deserve a bigger percentage on the Grand Slams. I mean, on the, all of the tournaments.
Здравствуйте. Хотел бы задать два вопроса. Один вопрос относительно Инстаграма еще раз. Ваше видео танцевальное с Игой, это был большой хит. Хотелось бы узнать, как планируется ли дальнейшее похожее видео с кем-нибудь из теннисисток, и это ли видео повлияло на улучшение, может быть, отношений между вами двумя?
Да как-то, если честно, наши отношения, в принципе, как-то с месяцами, с турнирами становились лучше. И поэтому я, так сказать, осмелилась подойти и сказать: «Иг, не хочешь записать, ну, там, какое-нибудь видео, рилс?» И когда уже шла к ней спрашивать, она уже такая: «О, нет, рилс?» Я такая: «Ну, давай». И да, как бы я думаю, что после рилса мы немножечко как-то ближе друг к другу стали, но не могу сказать, что мы прям лучше подружки, но 100% отношения стали более теплые, так сказать.
И хотел спросить, поддерживаете ли вы отношения с кем-нибудь из других белорусских теннисисток? Вот Саша Соснович играла здесь квалификацию, вышла в первый круг, возможно, с ней общались.
Если честно, как-то с годами так вышло, что меньше пересекаемся, и нету ни фэдкапа, ничего, то есть нету пересечений, и как-то все живут в своем каком-то графике, что на самом деле не могу сказать, что я держу близкие отношения с другими белорусками.
И если можно, еще да, последний вопрос. Писали СМИ, что вы работаете со стилистом, и вы очень активно сейчас, вот, особенно в медиасфере, как number one есть. Если сравнить Арину сейчас и Арину несколько лет назад, какие именно вот, ментальные изменения вы могли бы подчеркнуть или сказать, что вот это во мне изменилось?
Наверное, самое большое, что изменилось, это больше уважения к себе и любви какой-то появилось. И, ну да, наверное, это самое большое такое ментальное изменение. Спасибо. Thank you.